That's right. Basically, but even war, because it's also gate to Paraprabhu beforehand.
You said that with the sattva going down to dominance, does it mean that there is a time in the sleep patterns? Like Arjuna and like Lakshman were supposed to have conquered sleep, so that means that the sattva going was very predominant?
It is true that in our Indian education system, everybody was encouraged to develop sattva guna. And it is quite true that among all the Pandavas, Arjuna was preeminently the man of the age, you might say. As Sri Krishna says, Pandavanam Dhananjaya Aham. I am among the Pandavas, I am Dhananjaya, I am Arjuna. That means that Arjuna must be already, otherwise, you mean to say that Arjuna would have listened to all this at the time of the war if he was so much rajasic? There must have been some kind of an equilibrium so that he is ready to listen at that time. And at a critical moment to be in equilibrium is very difficult. Many people can be in equilibrium when everything is going on well. But in the critical moment to be in equilibrium is very difficult. Therefore, even Arjuna's acceptance to listen to the whole thing implies that Arjuna was highly sattvic, there is no doubt about it.
So my question was whether sattva guna has a relation to sleep pattern, which you were speaking of in the
day. Sri Krishna says that you should avoid too much of a sleep and lack of sleep. Merely only conquest of sleep is another matter. You know, conquest of sleep comes when you can rest even without what is called sleep. There is another capacity. It is not that you are devoid of rest, but you are in a different condition. You can regain your relaxation automatically. You don't need to go to sleep. But for most of us, it is not necessary to conquer the sleep to be able to sattvic. We must sleep nicely. In fact, Sri Aurobindo's advice is 8 to 9 hours per day is minimum. And have this 9 hours sleep nicely every day. Because that gives you a real, when you get up, you have a real equilibrium.
Krishna says,
yes, you don't. Yes, you should not be completely without sleep.
Yes.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
But Arjuna is appreciated for having conquered sleep, gudakesha.
But that I said, there's a difference between not sleeping at all and to be gudakesha. One who does not sleep is even one who suffers from insomnia does not sleep. But he has not conquered sleep.
He can't sleep.
He can't sleep. The conquest of sleep comes. The real gudakesha is one who can rest whenever he wants to rest, without going into tamas, which is quite a different quality. The mother, for example, never slept. I have seen myself personally. She never slept. For years and years and years I have seen. But it doesn't mean that she, for example, 22 hours we used to see her working all the time. 22 hours. There is any time you go to her room, she is working. So there is a proof that 22 hours she has not gone to sleep. She had no bed in her room at that time. She had only a chair, armchair. For 2 hours she used to go into meditation. And when she used to come out, she was fully fresh. And this is day after day. It's not as if 5 days she did and then there was a rest. No, it was year after year. That was her condition. This is called real conquest. Which is quite different from insomnia and all that sort of thing.
Another one says that the statement, Purna Bhadra, like you said, moving from knowledge to knowledge. But in this context, like this world, we say Purna Bhadra, that Purna Bhadra means this. but this form part for us.
No, no, there, idam does not mean this, this world. Purnamada means supreme reality is static. Supreme reality is dynamic. Supreme reality is personal. Supreme reality is impersonal. Supreme reality is one. Supreme reality is many. So it doesn't refer to this apara. In apara prakriti,